Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Gemara, I involve him in Aleph. The Gemara says, Gemara goes on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Gone out the Hikdash, someone steals a behema and he's makdish the behema, and then he goes and he makes a tficha or a machira. Halacha is that he only has to pay kefal, he doesn't have to pay dal behe. Once he was ready makdish it, he's not chayiv in dal behe. Gemara asks, Amri bishle ma tficha loy mechayiv, dechika tavach, the hektish katavach. We understand that the tficha, the etzim shchita, can't be mechayiv the person because it's already hektishes. For loy demar katavach, it's not the bailams anymore, so you can't be chayiv on tficha mechira if it's already not the bailams. Ella hektish lechayiv. Ask the Gemara, why not chayiv on hektish? You should be chayiv on the maisa hektish. Mali mochel lehedyot, mali mochel lehshemayim. Just like if you'd sell it to a regular person, you'd be chayiv dal vehei. So making a maisa hektish, ask the Gemara, should also be equivalent to that, that you should be chayiv. Bidin mechira. In a chayim, the tficha is already after the hektish can't be mechayiv you, but on the hektish itself, it was the bialims, and then you will makdish it. That should be a mechira, and you should be chayiv dal vehei. It's the mechira of hektish. So Taisa speaks out that this kasha is only shver lefir of yechira, lefir the pashup shad of the mishnah, that the person that was makdish it is the god of himself. But the Gemara before Daf Sabaches explains that later Shlokish holds that you're not chayiv on a mechira after yish. And over here, in order to be makdisha, there has to be that there's already a yish here. You'd be kaited with yish and shida rishus, shida shashay, but there has to be a yish. You can't be makdisha without a yish. So behechir, we're talking about a yish. At afal pikein, it's mashma that you chayim on the tficha, and Rosh Lakish holds yish is kainan, and you can't be chayim on the tficha after yish. So Rosh Lakish over there answers that it's not talking about after yish, and the hektish, wasn't the ganav that was makdisha, it was the bailam that were makdisha. And therefore, the Gemara's kash is not shver. So the Gemara, Taisa speaks out, the Gemara's cash is only for the Poshup Shad in the Mishnah that the Ganav was Makdash, like Rabbi Yecha. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Reb Shemini, the Omar Kachim Shechai Bech, Yusam Mishusa Demari Kaimi. That's talking about that he's Chayiv in the Achrayis of his Kachim. He said a real lie, and he's going to be Chayiv to bring another carbon, if not for this carbon. And therefore, Reb Shemini Shita is, a Dobar Gurim Lamamet Kamamadami. So therefore, it's still considered in the Rishus of the Ganav, even though he was Makdashit, the Hektash is still considered his Mamet. Since if he loses this, he'll have to pay new mammon. It will be goyim him to be chayiv more mammon. So therefore, it's still on his rishus, and therefore we don't look at it as a mechir. Now Rashi explains that afal pikein, even though it's still on his rishus, afal pikein, you're going to be potter on the tvicha. Rashi says why that chal lem mi hashem hektish lafuki rishus marakama v'lab the maraka tabach. It's hami it's chal on the rishus hektish. That it's not considered that it's the original bailams, it's the original bailams, and therefore you can't be chayiv on it for tficha mechir. So if you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Peretz seems to say two svaras. He says first of all like Rashi, and the sheet that brings Rabbeinu Peretz first of all like Rashi, and then he says also because there's shini rishus, the kinyan of shini rishus here. So the Chazon Ish wants to say that that's really what Rashi also means. That when someone's makdish a behemo, now the way the hektish works, how can he be makdish someone else's behemo? Yish is loikoni. So how's he makdish? The teretz is that there's a din of shinui rishus that sits with the shinui, any type of shinui the ganav's koine, a shinui maisa the ganav's koine. So who adin, when there's a shinui rishus, the ganav has a schus in the chayfetz for when there's a shinui that'll be his. So therefore he could go and be makdish. It sits with the hektish, bevas achas, there's going to be a shinui rishus. So he has a koyach to be makdish, but with the shinui rishus, he's koine it. It goes totally out of the Rishus of the Nigdav, but it goes into the Rishus of the Ganiv, it going into the Rishus of the Hektish. And therefore, it has no Shaykhus anymore to the Rishus of the Nigdav, and it's Lav Demar Katavach. And he says, even though the Rebbeinu Peretz seems to say two different Svaras, so if you look at the Rebbeinu Peretz, the new Rebbeinu Peretz, they want to be Magia, that's one big Svara. But even the way the Shita brings the Rebbeinu Peretz, he says it's one big svara. It's not two different svaras. He says it's one. It happens to be Rishus Hektish, and it happens also to be that it went into the Rishus Bailam to be able to be makdish it. It's one big svara to explain why it's not Rishus Demara Ayin B'Chazanish and Yurches Yud Gimel. Now in this Gemara, the Gemara svara over here, the Gemara says that like Reb Shimon since Gerim Lamam and Kamamadami, we don't look at it as a mechira. Remeir Simcha, the Chedusha Remeir Simcha, he asked a kasha from a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav. And the famous Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav, when the Gemara is discussing when you have chometz in your Rishus, you have a achrayis on the chometz, a shomer that has chometz in his Rishus on Pesach, even though it doesn't belong to him, So Gemara discusses if you're chayiv on a Baal Yirah. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, and the Gemara speaks out that even like Reb Shimon that holds Gerim Lamam Kamam and Dami, you need a new pasuk to be machayiv and chametz. And the Gemara explains that the whole din of Gerim Lamam Kamam and Dami is only when it's not be'en, when the chayvitz is not be'en. And Rashi explains that the whole din of Gerim Lamam Kamam and Dami is only when there's a hezek to the chayvitz, when the chayvitz was nigda from the person. So since he's mechuyim and achrayis of a chayvitz, we could look at it as if it was nigda from him, but not that we look at the chayvitz be'en as being and his rishos. The chayvitz be'en is belongs to whoever it belongs to. The fact that you have a chayvitz, the fact that you have a chiv to pay for the chayvitz, is only we can only look at it as yours as far as the hefsir chayvitz. And the ktsayis achayshin and simon shimpei vav sivkat zayin is miyasid the yisoid. He brings it from the Gemara and he says therefore it's pashut that you can't sell because of gerim lamam and kamamadam. It's not a svar that you could be able to sell such a behema. And the ktsayis at the end he asks a kasha from a Gemara. He's a kasher of the Gemara and said, "Hetzer daf kufi beis gabi ir nidachas." So the Gemara seems to assume that a kotchim shachai bechu yuson is considered the bailim zagabi the did of ir nidachas. As the says a choshen over there, we're talking about the chayvitz be'en. And how does that go with the Gemara Pesachim? So the chedusha may assume reeset. Look here, we have another Gemara. Our Gemara right here, the Gemara right over here, talking about that the chayvitz is still be'en. We're just discussing whether it's a mechira or not. Is the ma'isa hektish a mechira? And when he made a ma'isa hektish, Esther Be'er Simcha L'chayra, it's not in his rishus at all. It's only his rishus clapping the hefset of the chayvitz. But when we look at the chayvitz be'en, it's in the rishus of hektish, and it should be a mechira, even like Reb Shimon. So Reb Chaim Oizer and Achiezer Chelik Gimel Simon Tzavach Beis Oiz Gimel wants to answer these kashas, and he wants to say, and he's mechadish that the Gemara in Pesachim is only talking about a shomer. A shomer has no chiyum mamon when he has the chayvitz. If it gets lost, he'll be chayiv mamon. So therefore, says the Gemara, that the holding gerim lamamon is only as much as when we want to look at the chayvitz, when we want to damn the chayvitz is not being here. And the not being here of the chayvitz, we could look that it's his mamon. Because his whole chayiv mamon only comes with the chayvitz not being here. Mashenge by a hektish, where a person came along and said a real lie. He's now chayiv to bring a carbon. And then now he's mafresh a carbon. He says, harei zu, this is going to be the carbon that I'm going to be mekayim my neder with. Now, if this carbon gets lost, he won't be able to b'kayim his neder, but the chiyav moment that he has, the chiyav that he has to bring a karm for hektish was before the chayvitz got lost. He has now, right now, a chiyav, and when he wants to use his chayvitz to be m'kayim his chiyav. So it's gerim l'moment right now. Right now, I'm using this be'en, this chayvitz, to be m'kayim my chiyav. And therefore, gabi hektish, says Reb Chaim Oizer, wouldn't apply to Gemara and Pesachim. And therefore, I'll answer the Ksais' kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin from Irani Dachas, and I'll answer this kasha also. If you look in the Shurim from Shmuel and Pesachim in the Aris in the back, he says, Rashi, when he explains the Gemara, Rashi contrasts the Gemara over here to the case of Gedeva from Hektish. It's very mefurish in Rashi. The Rashi holds the same Svara of Issa Be'en and Leis Be'en would apply by Hektish also. Tzarechian had to be miyashiv these kashas. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara asks that it can't be that the Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, because the Mishnah is safe as Reb Shimon. And the Gemara says that maybe the Gemara suggests that maybe we could learn the Mishnah like Reb Yisai Aglili. That the reason why it's not a Mechira is because the Mishnah will be going like Reb Yisai Aglili that says, Kachem Kalim, Mam and Bailim. And therefore it's still in the Rishus of the original Makdish. It doesn't go into, not like a Mechira, it's not a new, it doesn't go into a new Rishus. Going into Hekish, it's still considered in the Rishus of the original Bailim. And the Gemara on that asks that Ibn Kain, the Gemara should have spoken out, the Mishnah should have spoken out a chilek. Why is the Mishnah say a chilek of that when the hektish was after the tvichel? The Gemara should say, even if the hektish is before the tvichel, there's a difference. What type of hektish? Is it a hektish of kachim kalim, which is considered mamon bailim, or it's a hektish of kachim kachim, which is considered mamon gvaya? And therefore the Gemara comes to maskana that it's not, the whole kasha is incorrect. Bali machal hadit, bali machal shemayim. The Gemara says it's not a svara. There's a big difference between machal hadit, machal shemayim. Because by machal hadi it may kara tuva the ruven hashtur the shimon. When you sell it to hadi, it used to be the first bialim shar ruven shar, and now it became shimon shar. Masha inke by hektish, it's still considered ruven shar hashtur the ruven, me kara tuva the ruven hashtur the ruven. It's still considered ruven shar. We don't look that there was a transition over here that went over into a new rishus. And Rashi says, adayin shema makdishay olav shekari olosay shalpoinu. We still refer to as the oil of ruven. Still considered somewhat in the Rishus of Ruven. Tosfos, the Ramas of Hashatur de Shimon, asks that there's a Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara brings a Brice over there that says Beferish, not like this Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish, Gona Vehikdish, Chayiv Dal Vehei, that you are Chayiv. And it's Beferish that obviously from the Brice, so that's talking that is considered a Mechira, not like our Gemara is saying. So Tesis answers that Brice is talking about Bedek HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis, that Tesis says, Loi Mikra Shein Bayim, that's considered a full Mechira. Mashenkin Kachib is Beach, our Gemara, that's where the Gemara says is Svar. And Tosis speaks out that even though it doesn't have a din mechira, but Afal Pikein Lagabi the Kinyan of Shina Rishus, Lagabi the Man the Omer that Yish like Kani, still if there's a Yish and he makes a hektish, even a Kdushus Mizbeach, it will be considered a Shina Rishus. And Tosis speaks a Rai from Gemara earlier on in Daf Samach Vov. Now Ramban in Mulchamis in the 10th Perek in Daf Bem Aleph and Beis and Daf Yerif, he also discusses this Loisa of Tosis if it's a Shina Rishus. And he says, he's besopik, he first wants to say that maybe it's Dana Mechira and it's Dana Shina Rishus. He says, Inami, maybe that we could say it's a Shina Rishus. And he says that the reason why it's not a Mechira is only because in Machra, you need a Machra Kulay. So later on, even if you Meshire a little bit, it's not a Mechira. And therefore, in Mechira, you need more of an absolute transition. It has to go over it totally. If there's somewhat left over, it's somewhat still called Torah de Tura de Ruvain, that stops from us to look at it as a Mechira. Hashaikin, but we want to look at a Pashta Shina Rishus. Of course it went over to the Rishus. It went into Rishus Hektish. That's what Rabban's Mestapik to say, that maybe the Gemara Svara, Bekar Tura de Ruvain, Hashta Ruvain, is only a Svara in the Din Mechira, where over there there's a Din of a Machre Kulay. Rabban goes on and he says that this Chilik, that Taisa says, he brings the Balamor, says that there's a difference between Berek HaBayis and Kedushas Mizbeach. He says, not everyone agrees to this. He says that he brings the Rif. The Rif says that we don't paskin this brisa, the brisa on the fine test. We don't hold of that brisa. It's not like our Mishnah. There's a machloikis. The Rif doesn't come in and say answer the kasha like Tosfos that there's a difference between kushas be'ach kushas berak abayis. He says it's a machloikis, and the brisa on the fine test holds that hektish is a mechira, and the brisa and our Mishnah it's not a mechira, and therefore says the Rif we don't paskin like the brisa. We paskin like our Mishnah that you're not chayev a gon of hektish. It's not chayev dal vehei. So says the Ramban. Tesis teretz is the obvious teretz. Is the difference between Berek HaBayis and Mizbeach. Must be that the Rif holds not true. The Rif holds that in Berek HaBayis also the halacha is that it's not a Mechira. And the Ramban brings a Yushalmi that says this also, that Hektish is not like Mechira, even in Berek HaBayis. And Tesis Arid by us explains what would be the reason of this. And he says that even by Berek HaBayis, there's also a Svar of Tura de Ruvin. There's also a Shein Bailam still on the Berek HaBayis, because we find that Allah, the Torah says that when the Bailam are paid there, there's a din that they have to be Meisif HaChaymish. They're different than everyone else. And therefore, from that, we see that they're still the Bailam on the Hektish. The Hektish is still Shayach to them, even after their Makdashit. And if you look at the Ar Sameach, in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud, Allah Yud, he brings this Yushalmi that the Ramban brings down, and he explains the Yushalmi, but this Hezbar of the Teis Rid, he explains that the Yushalmi means to say exactly what the Teis Rid is saying, that the fact that we find that they're paid the Rishon, which means that they have a schus to be paid the Rishon because they're Meisif Chaymish, that's the Svara, that's the reason why it's not considered a Mechira, even in Berek HaBayis. The Rajba also brings down this Rif, but he argues with the Ramban, Pshan in the Rif. He says that the Rif, of course, understands Tesis as Svara, and of course agrees with Tesis Halacha, and he holds that Gona Vehiktish by Berek HaBayis will be Chayiv. Just the Rashba says that he understood, the Rif understood that the Brice of Gona Vehiktish does not mean Berek HaBayis. And the Rashba says that a normal hektish of a behema is not Berek HaBayis. When someone speaks about a stam hektish on a behema, it's Kedushas Mizbeach, he's makish it for a carbon. And therefore, the Rif held it would be too much of a deichik to go along and say that, like Tais is saying, that the price of the buying test is referring to Kedushas Berek HaBayis. And therefore, the Rif held that it was a stira to our Mishnah, but of course he agrees by Halacha that by Berek HaBayis will be chayv dal vehei, because the whole svar of the Gemara is only a svar in Kedushas Mizbeach. Mekar tur de ruven, mahasha tur de ruven. Mashengin Berek HaBayis, but you don't have that. Like Tesis says, loy mikra shem bailim. Even the Rif will be agree that you're chayv. And he says that it's muchach hazeh that the Gemara holds that hektish, stam hektish is not Berek HaBayis, because if not, what had the Gemara answered the question? How the Gemara answer that since the hektish is not a mechira, it's mikar tur de ruven, mahasha tur de ruven. Why did the Gemara ask, lift like listen in medida, the same way the Gemara asked on basically that bamadvarim murim, but Kedushas Mizbeach. But if Kedushas Berek HaBayis, then you are chayiv. Elamai, the Gemara understood that it's not a good liflik listen to Nidot. It's not a normal case. It's not a norm. When we talk about a behavior, we're not usually discussing Berek Abayis. And therefore, says the Rashi, the Rif also held that the Brisa can't be talking about a Kabayis, and therefore he held it's a stira. But of course, he agrees that Allah Taisvist, not like how the Rabban assumes that the Rif is Chilik and he holds that Berek Abayis is also Pot. And the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah also assumes holds like the Rif, because he's Mashmit the Brisa. He says also, the Rambam didn't hold that the Brisa, he didn't hold of the answer to answer that Halbe Berek Abayis, Halbe Tushas Vizbeach. So we have the Machlekes Rishonim, Tosfos holds that by Berek Abayis, you're Chayiv, the Ramban means Balamor holds that way, and the Ramban Shita is that the Rif argues, and the Rajba holds that the Rif only argues with Tosfos in the Pirush of the Braisa, but Lalocha, he agrees with the Rif. And the Ramban, the Tosfos holds that it's a Shina Rishos, the Ramban is Besopik, he has a Tzad to say that it's not a Shina Rishos. Then he explains it's hard to say it's a Shina Rishos, that Tafka Sfar Mechira, because he need to have a Machre Kula. And the Etzem Svara from the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Meikara Tura de Ruven, Mehashta Tura de Ruven, Rabbi Chanan comes along and he says that Be'etzem, we would be able to say a different Teretz, a different Svara, why it's not a Mechira. He says in a few places that by Kedushas Berek Habayis, it's a regular mechira, it's a regular akhna, the hekta she do bepeh, it's amirasi legvarik, it's amirasi lehetiyat, it's a akhna, it's a maisa akhna. Masha enkein by Kedushas Vizbeach, it's not a maisa akhna, it's not what you're doing when you make a carb, when you makish a carbon, you make a shlom, and you make a chatos, you're not making akhna to Rishus Kavaya, you're being mechal on the behema Kedusha. Now, with that Kedusha, the behemoth becomes a mama gavaya, and it goes into the Rishus of the Hektish. So, in a haram, it ends up in the Rishus of the Hektish, but you didn't sell it into the Rishus of the Hektish. You weren't makne into the Rishus of the Hektish. You just made a chalais Kedusha. And therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, maybe that would be a svara to say why you shouldn't be chayat dal behay, because you didn't sell it, even though true, it ended up going into the Rishus of the Hektish, but all you did was made a chalais, you only were matvis a chalais Kedusha on the chayfits, on the behemoth. You didn't actually go and push it into the Rishus Hektish. Says Rabbi Chanan, the Gemara, Kedera didn't say this svar. The Gemara says a different svar. The Gemara says that the Mechira is not a full Mechira. The Gemara doesn't say that you didn't make the Maisa Mechira. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, Kedera, that the Gemara does not hold of this svara. And he says it could be for two reasons. Either because the Gemara holds the whole thing is not true. The Gemara holds it, no. That Kedushas Zveich is also Akda into the Rishus of Rishus Kvaya, just like Perek Abayis. Or he says that, no, the Gemara could agree to this svara. Just the reason why the Gemara didn't hold of it is because the Gemara holds that since Seif HaYideh Yor Maisa goes into the Rishus Hektish, that's also considered a Mechira, even if it's not a direct Hakda. Since Seif Dabra HaYideh Yor Maisa Hektish, it went into the Rishus Kevaya, that's also considered a Mechira, and therefore the Gemara holds that would also be a Svar to be Chayav Dal Behei, and therefore the Gemara has to say a new Svar that the whole Mechira is not a good Mechira since it's still in the Rishus of the person, since he can still use it for his Kapara. And Rabbi Chanan says an afkamina between the way he wants to say the svara and the way the Gemara says the svara is what would be the din if you makdish a behema l'schaper b'chaveri. The way he's saying the svara, the whole hektish is not a maisa mechira at all. So it's pasha that you'll be potter. But he says the way the Gemara says it, that the reason is because you're mashayer and you're mechira, that you still have the behema somewhat to be the schaper boy. So Rabbi Chanan understands, Rabbi Chanan akavit za'ar, it's a simen and beis, oyisches, he understands that this wouldn't, the schaper b'chaveri, once you would be makdish behema that someone else should have a kapara, that wouldn't be considered a Bikar Tura de Ruven, Mahashta Tura de Ruven. That, it became a different person's Tura. It was Mikar Tura de Ruven, Mahashta Tura de Shimon. It's now Shimon's Tura, because I was Makdashit that Shimon should be Mischaper. And therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, the Eina Chanami, the Felix Gemara Sfar, if you Makdashit Leschaper by Chaveiroi, the Allah would be, and that you Takabi Chayib Dal Vehi. You look in the Chedushay Gracha Lashas, in the Bercha Shmuel, in Baba Kama, Simon Lam Avav, they both break down for Rav Chaim Hezber in the Gemara. What the Gemara means to say? What does the Gemara mean when it says Bekar Tur de Ruven, Mahashta Tur de Ruven? Rav Chaim explains, similar to like what Rav Chanan was saying, that a hektish of Kedushas Mizbeach is not like Berek Abayis. Berek Abayis, like Rav Chanan says, is a regular hakna. It's a idea pet, it's a chiddush, you can do it a idea pib, amiras legvayk, bisras lahediyah, but it's a regular hakna, it's a regular hakna into a shus of hektish. Mashaking Kedushas Mizbeach, says Rav Chaim, is just a chalois kedusha on the chayfetz, and that chalois kedusha creates a din in the mamon, that the mamon has a din mamon gvoya, that the mamon has a din to go the gvoya. but it still says Reb Chaim, still is in the reshus of the person. It's still in the reshus of the makdish. Didn't become not his. It's just the moment now is a din to go with gvaya as a din mom gvaya on the moment, but it's still in the reshus of the makdish. Not like how Rabbi Chanan understood that it goes into the reshus of gvaya. It's still even afterwards, and that's how he understands what the Gemara means to say meikar tur de ruven, mahash tur de ruven. And therefore, the Chayyurah, the Fiyah, Reb Chaim's understanding it, Reb Chanan's nafkamina won't be true. Even if I'm makdish it l'schap b'chaveri, but it's still my reshus, it's only a din mama gavaya in the hektish has here. And the Gemara doesn't mean to say because I'm going to be in a schaper boy, that I'm going to be, that's not what the Gemara says. Rashi doesn't explain like that. Rashi just says that it's still called al shmoy. Rashi doesn't say that because you're going to use it for kapara. And b'chayur l'fi de lomis ha'Reb Chaim says that even if you makdish l'schap b'chaveri, since it's still in your reshus, your mammon, and everyone out of your reshus, all it is, it's your mammon with a din mammon gvoya on it. There's a din mammonist that the mammon has to go to gvoya. So therefore, there's certain dinim on the mammon. It won't have all the halachas of regular mammon of the person, but it's still in your reshus, and therefore, it's not enough to be considered a mechira. The Gemara goes on the Mishnah Vayta. The Mishnah says that Reb Shimon Omer that by kachim shechayev achu yuson, then you chayev tashlum edal vehei. Asher enkein when you not chayev achu yuson, then you potter. The Gemara understands now at this point that Reb Shimon means to say is that you chayev on the hektish, like the Gemara asked before, you should be chayev on the mechira. Just when you chayev achu yuson, then you chayev. When the kachim are not, you're not chayev on Christ, then you're not chayev. And that the Gemara asked it. We can understand that Reb Shimon holds that a mechira is chayiv, like we understood him before in the kashi. He will disagree with the Gemara's svara, mekar tur the ruven, mahash tur the ruven, and he holds like Gemara's kashi before that it should be a mechira, but the svara should be the hepuch. It should be the other way around. When he has chayiv and achrayis, it shouldn't be a mechira. When he's in a chayiv achrayis, it should be a mechira. So therefore, says the Gemara that Reb Shimon's discussing a whole different thing. Reb Shimon's going back on a different halacha. There's a din that goyim ben aganim doesn't pay to shumi dal vehei. And going of hektish be based by him is also potter. If someone steals something that's hektish based by him, it's potter. And the Gemara brings a drasha, my timer, be good based ishla, be based hektish. And on that, Reb Shimon comes to argue that when it's kachim shachai bach yuson, and you steal kachim shachai bach yuson, since Reb Shimon holds, goyim the mom and kamam and dummy, so therefore, even though it's hektish, but it's still considered be based ish, it's still considered from the bailim's rishus, since he's chayiv and machrayis, and therefore he can be chayiv. The Rav Shaya Pick in the Maseret HaShas is betzayin to look at Tosfos Le'il Samach Gimel Med Alf. So Tosfos over there has a kasha, and the Rashi also asks this kasha that the Gemara earlier, the Gemara in Samach Beis and Beis, the Gemara brings a drasha Re'eyu that's v'mayit hektish. If someone steals from hektish, he doesn't have to pay kefil. Re'eyu v'mutei hektish. Tosfos asks the Er Gemara over here by us. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Vav Med Alf brings a different pasuk to v'mayit hektish. The Gemara brings a pasuk v'gunav v'beis ha'ish. Tosfos answers, and that's how the Rashba answers also, that the Gemara asks Lav Dafka. The Gemara, the Pasuk of Guna Vibesa Ish, is only to be my Gaita Vina Ganif. And the din of, the din that you put to be from Hektish is this my from Re'eyu, because he says from Hektish you can't be my from Guna Vibesa Ish, because Hektish is also called Ish, Hashem Ish Mochama. So the fact that it says Ish is not a miyat on Hektish at all, and it's Lav Dafka, the Gemara just said it, Agav Gaita Vina Ganif. But of course, the pasuk, the real pasuk for hektish is like Agamar says, Re'eyu. Ayin Shom B'Tesvus, he's mazur a little bit how he fits it into the Lashon Agamar. Reb Chaim al-Shas, in the Birch HaShmuel over there in Simel HaMavav, brings down this from Reb Chaim also. He wants to answer, he comes to answer Tesvus' kasha. And he says as follows, he says, that, no, we need both psukim. We need two psukim. And he says that the tour of Re'eyu, the Gemara, the beginning of the parak, when it brings out a pasuk of Re'eyu, that's a tour in the tashlumin. That if you have to, pay, you can't pay a tashlumin kefil to hektish. You only pay the Re'eyu. You don't pay to hektish. And he says, therefore, the whole pasuk is only in the gear when the chi and tashlumin would beat the hektish. Like by Berek HaBayis, where there it's hektish is mammon, and the chi of the tfiyah of kefil is too hektish. And in that, the Torah says that no, you're not mechiv to pay hektish. You're only mechiv to pay Re'eyu. says, Masha Egan and Ergamara, we're talking about Kedushas Mizbeach. Like we just finished explaining for Abchaim, Kedushas Mizbeach is still in the Rishus of the Bailin. It just says a Din Mama Gvoya. The person that would be Teveya, the Kefal, would be the Bailin. They would be the ones that would get the Kefal. You would have to pay the Bailin the Kefal. It's not Hektush's thing. It's not like your Bedek Abayas. And therefore, the Pasuk of Re'eh wouldn't be able to be Mimayit. And at that, you need a new Miyat. You need a Miyat of a Guna Mibesa Ish. Guna Mibesa Ish means it has to be totally from in the person's house. And the fact that it's a Din Mama Gvoya on the Mom Gvoya on the moment of the person makes it, it's not totally in his Rishus. We don't look at it totally as a Besa Ish, and that's the Miyat that it's not a Gneva Bechlal. It's a smite that this type of Gneva is not a Gneva. A Gneva has to be Mibesa Ish, and a Gneva of Tush Mizbeach is not Mibesa Ish. Says Reb Chaim that Berek Abayis wouldn't be the smite from this Pasuk, because Berek Abayis is totally in the Rishus of a Hektish. Ish, like Taisa says, not Mamayat Hektish. Beguna Besa Ish means that's to be totally from the Rishus of the Nignav. If it's not totally in the Rishus of the Nignav, you're not Chayiv. And that's only by Kedushas Mizbeach, where it's the Chiev would be to the Bailam, and it's not totally in his Rishus, this is the Din Mama Gvoya Mash. Ege by Berek Abayis, where totally Hektish is Chayfit, so it's a regular Geneva. You stole it and cult totally from the base of Ish, which is Hektish. There's a new Miyat that since the Tfiyah would be too Hektish, Hektish can't be Tevea Kefel, and there's a Miyat that you only have to pay Re'eu Kefel, and you don't have to pay Hektish Kefel. Ayin Shom, he's Miyashiv with this, a Rambam, why the Rambam holds that Yechayev, even by Kachem Kalim, there's still a Miyat, and you don't pay Kefel, even though the Rambam seemingly paskins like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the Kachem Kalim, Mam, and Bailam. Ayin Shom. Now, Kiva Eger comes along, and he says that L'chayri, you want to say a Mardik Chiddush, you want to say a big Chiddush, the light Reb Shimon, that holds Gerev Namam and Kigmom and Dami, L'chayri, he should come out that he should argue on the din of Gredim and Aganev. Because every Ganev is Chayev and Achrayis. When someone steals something, he's chayiv in the full achrayis of that chayfetz. If it gets lost, he won't be able to give it back to Nignav. He's going to have to pay. So every ganev is chayiv in achrayis. So any chayfetz and Nignav that's sitting in the ganev's rishus is gerim lamamin and should have a din of the ganev's mamin. And therefore, if you steal it from the base of ganev, just like Rav Shimon holds that when you steal kotshim, shechayiv achayusun, even though there's a miyut of gudim base of ish, since gerim lamamin kamamin dami makes you chayiv, who I think gerim and aganev, since gerim lamamin kamamin dami, also says Rav Kivega should make you chayiv. But he says, if you look at Agamar, it's very, very not mashm like that. The Gemara brings down two dinim. The Gemara brings down the din of Gredim and Aganim. And then the Gemara brings down the din of Gredim and Beis Hektish. And the Gemara says that Reb Shimon argues by Kachem Shachai Bechayus, and he argues by Gredim and Beis Hektish. It would seem from the Gemara that Reb Shimon agrees to the din of Gredim and Aganim as Potter. And Reb Kivega says, V'taima lo yadana. I don't understand the reason for this. I don't understand the reason why Reb Shimon shouldn't disagree by Gredim and Aganim also. Now the Ar Sameach in Perek Aleph Alochi Yed Zayin, he says that we could say a possible teretz to this. He says that there's a klal. He says warned the Yerushalmi that the only time that you could pay kefel is only if you're paying the keren also to the same place. If you're paying keren somewhere else, you can't pay kefel. You won't have a chiyuv kefel. And he says that by greater ben aganiv, the halacha is that you have to still pay the keren. Greater ben aganiv is only a pturin the kefel. You still have to pay the keren to the original bailim. And therefore, he says that even if Reb Shimon would hold that there's a did gerim lamam and kamam and dami, but still you would have to pay the bailim the keren, and therefore, even though gerim lamam and kamam and dami, you don't have to pay the god of the kefil. By hektish, where you don't pay the hektish the keren either, so you could pay the bailim everything. Masha enkein, by gerim and a god of where you have to pay the original bailim the keren, therefore, even though the god of really has a din of mamam in here, he has a din gerim lamam and kamam in here, to be mechayiv the kefil, but you don't have to pay that. Because you have to pay the original Nignav, the Karen. But he says he doesn't like this Teretz. First of all, because he says he doesn't think that the Rambam holds of this Klal, that wherever the Karen goes, you can't pay the Kefil to where the Karen is not going. And secondly, he says that even though the Ar Sameach himself, and Hilchos Geneva Per Gimel Halacha Beis, but holds this Halacha that Gredim and Aganev, you still have to pay Karen the Bailim, but the Ktseis HaChoshen, and similar Medalts of Kotin Gimel, and then a Sivis over there, both argue, and they hold that Gredim and Aganev is Potter Lugamri. You're not Chayiv at all, it's not a Maisik Neva at all. Ktseis over there is coming to explain a Rivosh. The Rivosh is before that a Chaylik of Aganev, someone that takes from the Gadev, the Rivosh says that as long as he gives it back, even if he gives it back Bal Karchai, and doesn't have a Din Shuva for giving it back, still he's not Pasul Eidus. And the Ktseis explains, the reason is, but since he didn't make the Gneva himself, he was only took it from the Ganev, he took it when it was already Bershus HaGanev, the Ksai says that there's a Miyat, Vaguna Beisa Ish, That's not a gneiva b'chal. There's a mian in the whole ma'isa gneiva that's not considered a gneiva b'chal, and therefore he's not, does not become possible eidus. So it says the Arsameach, even though I hold not like them, I proved that there is a chi of Karen by Geida ben Aganiv. But since the Ksais and Chosha and the Nesivis both hold that way, there's a big makam alacha like them, and therefore he doesn't want to go with this teretz to Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. So he wants to, the Arsameach says that maybe we could say a chiddush that even though there's a did gerim the mamma kamam dummy, and we see by a shomer or by someone that has a behemah shal hektish in his rishos, it's considered his mamin. But that says that it's only because it's supposed to be there. That could be considered, since it's gerim the mamma kamam dummy, you have a full did mamin on the chayfetz, so it could be considered in your house. But at a place where the chayfetz is not supposed to be in your house, everyone's supposed to take this chayfetz and bring it back to a different house. That's still nismite from good of a base ish. It doesn't help the fact that you have a chi of a chrayis. It does not make, it's not enough to be considered that it's base ish. There's a chayfetz that's not supposed to be in this bias. A chayfetz that's supposed to be in a different rishos. The din of the chayfetz is to go back to the nikdam. It's not supposed to be beraganiv. So therefore, says Dar Sabach, that is going to be nismite from good of a base ish, even though Reb Shimon, that Gerim Lamamin, is kamam and dummy. So we had a kasha of Reb Kiv Eger had a kasha l'chayr that Geida ben Aganiv. It seems from the Gemara, Reb Shimon agrees. Why is Geida ben Aganiv not also have a did of Gerim l'mamim k'mamim and dami? And that Ar Sameach has two terutzim. Either he says that since you have to pay the keren to the original bailim, the halacha is that you can't pay kafel to the ganiv, even though Gerim l'mamim k'mamim and dami. And then he says this teretz is going to be tolling a big machlekes achrayim. The Ksais and the Nesivis both hold not like this. They hold that you're not mechuyev to pay a karen by goyim and aganiv. And he says a second teretz that a chayfetz anigdav rishus aganiv can never be considered v'kudav beis ha'ish because it's not supposed to be there, and therefore that's not considered the beis ha'ish of enough to be chayev kefal for the gneiv. The Gemara goes right there, and the Gemara says as the kasha. And that in a chanami, Reb Shimon holds gerim l'mamim k'mamim dami, and therefore you can be chayiv on the gneiva. But when you shecht it, ask the Gemara, how could you be chayiv on a shchita? Reb Shimon's shita is that a shchita she'ina ruya, a shchita that you're not going to be able to eat, it's not matu the basa ba'achila, it's not a shchita. And in order to be chayiv tficha mechiru, you need to have a shchita ruya. So Teisvis, the Master Reb Shimon Teisvis asks that l'chayra l'man the omar in the shchita el b'sayif. It's good. The whole problem over here is that it's a shchita shein aruya. But the man the Omar that yesh in the shchita b'tchila v'atzoyf, so right in the tchila sashchita, already we look at the chalei shchita right away, right in the tchila sashchita, it already becomes shchutei chotz. It already becomes aser. So therefore, as Tesis, the Gemara should have asked a different kasha, even with Arab Shimon shchita, shchita shein aruya, lo yishma shchita. Stop, once it becomes aser, no, you can't be chayim in tficha mechira, idoch lab demar ketovach, like Gemara asked before, earlier on, in the parak, that anytime a behem becomes isur no with yishchita, So you can't be chayiv on such a tficha. The Taisa doesn't say an answer, but if you look at the Rajba says that the Gemara already discusses such a similar question before in the sugya. And the Gemara knows that we can answer this question very easily. We could just say that he started shechting it b'fnim. He started shechting the carbon b'fnim. And it was a kasher shechita. And at the end, he brought it out and he finished it. So the Gemara didn't have a problem with the kasha of mechishach v'porto asra v'idach lav demar ketovach. That could be only happen after at the end of the shchita. It didn't happen in the beginning of the shchita because we could say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he shechted the beginning bifnim. He didn't shecht the whole thing b'chutz. But the Rashi goes on to ask. He doesn't understand what the em is the pshat. Why by shchita she'in ruya we say that even though in the shchita ella b'seif or the man the amar yeshna but it's talking about you only did it b'seif. Afal Pikin, the Gemara holds it, it's a kasha, it's a shchita shein aruya. Even though the whole shchita was ruya, it only became an aruya in the seifa shchita where it became shchutei chutz. And Afal Pikin, the Gemara holds it, there's a problem of shchita shein aruya, loishma shchita. Masha Enkin, Lagabi, the problem of lav demar ketovach, the Gemara holds it, calls man it b'shas the shchita. It wasn't yet shchutei chutz, it only happened with the end of the shchita, only with the end of the shchita became shchutei chutz. The Gemara holds that that's not a problem. As long as b'shas the shchita was b'seider. So the Rashba answers that it's chalk. The Gabi the problem of lav demar ketovach, the meister shchita is a good meister shchita. There's no problem with the meister shchita. Question just is, did he do the shchita in a behema that was belonging to the bailim? So as long as b'shas the shchita, the behema was belonging to the bailim, even though with the shchita it became ois, it became lav demar ketovach, seder, but the shchita was a kosher shchita. Masha Eikein, in our sugi where we need the shchita she'in ruya is not a shchita at all, so if at the end of the day the shechita wasn't matter at the end, that with the shechita became aser, so the shechita is not a ma'aseh shechita. We're not just trying to find the behemoth to do the shechita in. We're trying to make the ma'aseh shechita. The ma'aseh shechita has to be that the whole ma'aseh shechita was matter. If at the end of the ma'aseh shechita said that aser the behemoth, it became shechita chutz. So the shechita was not a shechita. The shechita wasn't matter. Tosfos has another kasha. Tosfos b'Masechta Shechita has another kasha on the Gemara. He says he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? Shechita shein ruya hivul avshar shechita. Why is it shechita shein ruya? Chayra, you could be paided afterwards. Let him be paided. You could be. Why? It's a totally right. The shechita, you're able to go and be paided a behema afterwards. After you shechted it, you could go be paided. Why? Even though Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara assumes pashtus before Rosh Lakish is a kimp that's talking about Baal Mum, we're talking about a tam, you can't be paid at a tam, as Tosis, but with the shechita should be a mum. Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh, when you shech the behemah, cutting the neck of the behemah, that's a full-fledged mum. So says Tosis, why can't we say that it's a shechita ruya, because even though now it's hektish, but I could go afterwards and be paid it. So Tosis says that even though the halacha is, in order to be paid, you need a mother baracha, the behemoth has to be able to stand up, and after shechita, the behemoth is dead. But Tosfos says that the klal is mefarcheses gechaya. Even after you cut the behemoth simanim, even after the behemoth is already totally fully shechted, still the behemoth is still chai, so it's still we can still have the din about mother baracha. So Tosfos answers that maybe the din about mother baracha, the din of mefarcheses gechaya, is only said when you kill the behemoth shloya idei shechita ksheira. When you make a shechita ksheira in a behemoth, a shechita ksheira in a behemoth makes the behemoth has a din of a mace. And he says that over here, even though the behemoth is aser ba'achila, but the shechita is a shechita ksheira, it's b'tar b'dein avela, and the shechita itself also will be matar ba'achila if I would be able to get off the hektish. If somehow I would be able to be paided, the shechita would be matar ba'achila also, so it's considered a full shechita ksheira, and therefore over here you wouldn't say mefarches es gechai. So B'kiveger asks a kasha tesis. He doesn't understand the whole tesis. What does tesis mean? The idea that you'll be paided, you're gonna make it into a shechita ruya. Even if you paid it, says Rekveg, you still can't eat the behemoth. You shechted it b'chutz. The behemoth shechut e'chutz. Behemoth, pidyon doesn't work like my freya. You shechted a kotcher b'chutz. It becomes aser b'achila. It becomes isuri anah. And now when you go and paid it, so mikana l'abod it, the hektish will be off. But you still have the isuri anah of shechut e'chutz. So Rechadon, Kovitch Yurim, and Oysa Machdalit, he says that this kasher b'keveger, telling him Achikas Rashi Tosis the Gedushin. See, Rekveg himself is Maramis to this tzad to be Miyash of the Kasha. Rashi is Machikas Rashi and Tosis the Gedushin, Tosis in Zion of Abayz, the Ramascho Mashali, that Rashi holds that every single time when you shech Kotcher Bachotz, you still have Isra Na of the Hektish. The reason why Shkut Echotz is Asba Na, Rashi seems to hold, is because it's a Behemish al Hektish, and you shechted it outside, which is a Pasul Shchito. And therefore, you have no heter of shechita and zrika here, so it's a pashta carbon that never had a heter zrika, and it's aser ba'anah, it's a hektish. Tosfos over there, Kedushin, asks the Rashi, he says it's not true. It's kachim shemesu. We know that kachim that die, Gemara says it's yatsu b'dei me'ila, and Tosfos seems to hold that not only it's yatsu b'dei me'ila, it's yatsu from the whole iser of hektish, there's no din hektish here at all. And therefore, Tosfos seems that Tosfos is going to have to learn that the iser of shechut echot is a new iser, it's not because of the iser hektish. So says Rabbi Chadon that Tosfos' kasha over here would be very good. Lefi Rashi, Rashi seems to hold that the whole iser shechut echutz is just the iser kodesh. Once you paid it and you take off the iser kodesh, there won't be any iser shechut echutz left. Masha Eikin says Rabbi Chadon lefi Tosfos. Then Rekveger's kasha is right. Lefi Tosfos and Kedushin, but Tosfos and Kedushin seems to hold that every shechut echutz is yatzu b'dei meilot, yatzu b'dei the whole din of hektish, and becomes chulin, and it wouldn't even apply to din of pidyon. And the Isser of Shechut Echot is the Isser of Mikayach, a new Isser that you put on the behemoth what you shechted outside. So says Rav Chodan, and the Chayyar tastes Kasher B'yos, it's not Shrelik, Rav Kveger asks. There's another Kasher, Rav Chodan, asks, he doesn't understand Tosfos' whole Nisa about Amad of Arocha. Tosfos says that since Legat Ashchit Ekshero doesn't have a Dinam of Archeses Kechayo, therefore you can't be paid it, because it's not Bar Amad of Arocha. Asks Rav Chodan that the din of Amad Arocha means, the Torah says, Vehemin Veheruch, that the behemah has to stand up. Whether or not we're kaveya, that the behemah has a din of chai or a din of a mace, that's very negiah to other halachas of the Torah, maybe negiah to halachas Tumas Tevelis, other things like that are totally misa and chios. This halacha, is a halacha that has to stand up. Mefarcheses could stand up, like Tesis asks. So how is Tesis answering his question by saying that there's no din of mefarcheses kechayim? We're going to give it a din of a mace. So if the behema could stand up, so says Rabbi Chanan. We see from Tesis that Tesis holds that the din of behema beherich is not a din that the behema has to stand up or be able to stand up. It's not the halacha. It's a gzeres akasim. It's a drasha that has to be alive. The pasuk doesn't mean dafkan has to stand up. Pasuk just means it has to be roy to stand up, which means pasuk that has to be alive. The din is that has to be chai. And once we're kaveh and farcheses, it doesn't have a din kechai in the case of a shechitah ksheira. It's din mei, so it's a smite from mehemet beherich, even though it could stand up. Mehemet doesn't mean it has to be able to stand up. Mehemet means it has to have a din chai. It's a drasha that Chazal made from the pasuk of mehemet beherich. And Shami brings other mishalom and such a thing. Tosis goes on, and Tosis says that there's a very nice teretz to our sugyo, but he asks that we never find anywhere that you're able to be poida after shchito. He says that Rish Lakish holds you don't need a mod of aracha b'kedushas mizbeach, and we never find in any cases in Shas that you're able to be poida behema after shechta because of the mum of the shchito. So it seems from the Gemara that there's no such halacha. You can't be poida with the mum of the shchito, and that Tosis says a big yisoid v'yesh loymar. The mum shehu mechayim chashav mum liftes ayodei, avam mum dalachar misa lechashav mum. A mum after misa is not called a mum. If you look at Kevegan, Gilin Hashas, Betzayin, Rashi, Meila, it seems to argue. Rashi seems to hold that there is a mum lachar misa, that shchita is a mum lachar misa, but that's Tosfos shchita here. Tosfos holds that a mum lachar misa is not a mum. Reb Chaim al Hashas, he brings down a kasha from Kevegan. He brings a kasha from a Gemara Chulin Daf Lamed, where the Gemara over there is talking about a case where you shecht a Pesach Shalei Bizmanoi. And the Gemara says that when you shecht a Pesach Shalei Bizmanoi, you could still use it for a Pesach, because you could still be poidet and bring with the money a Pesach. So Rashi over there explains, how can you be poidet a carbon? A carbon is not a balmum. It's talking about a tam. You can't be poidet a carbon that's a tam. So says Rashi that once you shechted it, once you started shechting it, ain't no chamum gadol mizeh. It's a very big mum. It's a big mum. You have a shechita and a behema. That's a mum. So brings Reb Chaim from Kiveger. So how does that go with Er Gemara? Er Tosfos says that a mum of shchita is a mum b'achar misa. It's not a good mum. So answers Reb Chaim that in the tchilas hashchita the behemah is still chai. The behemah doesn't die right in the tchilas hashchita, and in the tchilas hashchita there's already a mum. So he says Tosfos wasn't discussing that. Of course, when every time you make a tchilas a behemah shchita. That doesn't apply to Tesis Teretz. Tesis whole Teretz is it's a mum da achar misa. So Reb Chaim says, so how does Tesis answer his question? So Reb Chaim says in an Eretz Sugyo, we're talking about a case that the shchita only became possible at the end of the shchita. It says either because we're going the man da omer ein al shchita al b'seif, or even the man da omer yesh shchita b'tchila b'seif. But we brought down earlier from the Rashba that the case of the Gemara is talking about behechrich. Anyhow, the Gemara was nachas that it's talking about that the behemah was shechted mostly b'fnim, and you only were gomer it b'chutz. So the whole shchita only became possible at the end. Says Reb Chaim, a shchita k'sheira, when you take a kosher carbon and you shecht it, that's not a mum. That's a seder akorba of the carbon. Nothing happened. There's no blemish that happened to the carbon. That is what you do. The Torah says, take a behemah and shecht it. That doesn't make a mum. That's not a psul in the carbon. That's not a mum. The whole side of Tosfos from beginning till the end, that a shchita should be a mum, is only when it's a psul in the shchita, when the shchita is a psul shchita. And that you're not supposed to be doing. So that's considered a very big blemish in the behemah. You cut the throat of the behemah, not the Torah's avodas hashchita. And that is a din of a mum. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, that in Eretz Sugya, the mum was only happened at the end of the shchita. The beginning of the shchita was a shchita ksheira. Either because in the shchita al b'seif, and you were able to bring the behemah in and finish the shchita inside, or the Madam Yesh that's talking about you started inside and you only brought it out afterwards. But the psul in the shchita only happened at the end, and therefore the psul only happens at the end of the shchita. Masha Inkein, the Gemara in Psachim is going by the Shechita's Pasul right in the beginning. The Shechita's Pasul right in the beginning, so then the Shechita made a Mum right in the beginning, and the Shechita's a Pasul Shechita right in the beginning, so then of course it's a Mum, and we don't have Tesis Teretz. Tesis Teretz was only when the end of the Shechita was a Mum. So then it's a Mum d'Achar Misa, it's not a Mum. That wouldn't be considered a Mum Mechaim. But if you look inside of Kiveger, you see Kiveger adds to this question. Kiveger says that there's a Gemara in Chumash of Tesam Abayis. The Gemara over there is before that even the man the Omar, ain't a l'shchita al b'soif. If you shecht one simen, it becomes already pasul. It's already shchutei chutz. Gemara says that since b'fnim we find a krova of Simon Echad, by Chatas Oif, you only have to be Moivik Simon Echad. So what then when you shech the behema outside, even the man that's in the Shechita of the Seif, that's enough. One Simon is also enough to be considered a Shechita, to be Mechaivim, and the Gemara's Lashon over there, that's Pasel. So Tzarchi and Harab Chaim is going to learn this Gemara, and because in Kena, our Gemara, by Shechut Echutz, even the man that's in the Shechita of the Seif, but the Tchidas HaShechita is still going to pass the behema. So it's a tzad to say that maybe Reb Chaim learned the Gemara was only the Benegei Achiv. That of course, a Shechita, in order to make it into Shechutei Chutz, to make the Behema Asar at Shechutei Chutz, you need a full Shechita. Semenachat on a Shechita in a Behema. It's all clappy the Chiv of Shechutei Chutz. Be Mechaiv, since it's a Maisa Avlida Befnim, you could be Chaiv, Tzorachi, and the Lashon Gemara is very not mashma like that. Tzorachi and Reb Chaim learned the Gemara and Daf Chav Tessa Mebeit Achul. There was a kasha for Kiva Eger, the Lechayra, the Gemara is before in Chul and Daf Lamed that Mumis Yesh is a Shechita. Reb Chaim answered that that the Gemara over there is before is only by Shechita Psula. Mashekin over here, the Tchidas HaShechita was Ksheira, and Tosis Teretz is only to get to the Seif HaShechita, where then it becomes Pasul, and that's where Tosis Teretz applies. And if the Behemoth is Pasul in the Tchidas HaShechita, then you don't call it Mumichaim, that will be a Mumichaim, and that's a Pshat Gemara Daf Lamed. They said over there, Kveger's Moisif, that Lecher and Aras Sugi would also be a Psul right away, and therefore obviously Taisa seems to hold that even in the Tchidas HaShechita, it would also be considered a Mum Del Achar Misa, since it only happens with the Shechita. Chaim asked another Kasha, that how could Taisa say that a Mum Del Achar Shechita is not a Mum? There's a Gemara in Zvachim Chafei that if you cut off the Izen of the Par, in between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, the halach is that the carpet's puzzle. So it seems that a mum, even the Achar Shechita is a mum. I ain't sure about the sugya there. There's a tzad to learn the sugya. It's not a psul bub over there. It's a different psul parsha yekfar, that the par has to be the same as it was between the Shechita. It's not a psul bub. Rabbi Chaim over here learned up that the Gemara is a psul bub, and he asks the Tosfos by us. You see from that Gemara that it passes a psul bub, even the Achar Shechita. So the Gemara, to answer the kasha of Shechita Sheni Ruyah, the Gemara says two b'halchim. It's b'chaykes of Yechel or Shlokosh. Yechel learns to talk about Sheikha Tbibib, Bifnib, you shechted it inside, you shechted the carbon inside, therefore it's a kasha of Shechita, it's not a Shechita Sheni Ruyah. And Shlokosh says it's talking about you shechted about Balmum, and then you shechted about Balmum. In Reb Yecharon, there's a machlekes, the Gemara asks, like Reb Yecharon, if you shechted the kachem of Tib, you shechted the carbon for the Bailib, so you gave it back to the Bailib, you were back of the carbon for the Bailib. How can you go and be chayav dal vehe for that? The Gemara says, two b'halchim. Reb Yitzchak bar Avit says, it's talking about Nishpach Adam, and Ravin says, that's talking about the shechted shloy the shpot, so it's not all the Bailib b'shem chayva. So the Gemara on Amabez brings a kasha, Tibar of Lezer, Reb Yechel shechita b'teres v'lizvik b'teres. The Shlok is shechita b'teres v'lizvik b'teres. The Gemara asked it. It's still shechita shechita ruya. Even a shechita of a kosher carbon, right now you can't go and eat the basar. When you shechita the carbon, it's kachim. In order to be batted the basar, you need a zrika. So b'shasta shechita was that right? And the Gemara asked the Shlokish that in a chadabi we talk about balibubere, you can be paid it, but you weren't paid it yet. So Tosfos explains. Tosfos divrei Abaschel. Well, he's Rika Bateris. Says that the Gemara's Kasha is only if we learn that it's Nishpach Adam, like a Bitzik Bar Oven, where you didn't end up making a Zrika. Masha'ikid like Ravid of Rabbi Yechanan, that you ended up making a Zrika. So then, the Gemara doesn't have a Kasha. As long as, even though B'shas the Shechita, you didn't, it wasn't yet Mutter, but since you ended up making a Zrika, that also is considered a Shechita Ruya. Tosfos proves it from a Sugya Chulin. Tosfos says that. And that the Gemara's whole teretz to the kasha and Arasugya is a call Ibn Lizrik is Arak Dabi. In a case where you don't have call Ibn Lizrik is Arak Dabi, the Gemara is before, it's going to be considered a Shechita Sheni Ruyah. And Tosfos says that the Gemara over there is before, that you have a pasul carbon, a b'chusis ban, and you shecht it, you chayv an oisiv es b'nai. The Gemara says the only reason why you putter it is because Asura Sotik, because we don't know if you're going to end up being Zerik the Dam or not. But if we would, on the side that you're Zerik the Dam, the Gemara is before that you chayv an oisiv es b'nai. You bet to be chayv and oisiv es b'nai. Even though it says taste of there, it's a pasul of carbon, you can't say call ima lizrik kizark dami. Taste says you only say call ima lizrik kizark dami when there's a din to be zayrik, when there's a mitzvah to be zayrik. If the din is not to be zayrik, but it's a pasul of carbon, you can't say call ima lizrik kizark dami. And Afal Pikei, the Gemara considers the shechita a shechita ruya. Now, even though it's anyhow a pasul of carbon, that taste says that the fact that it's pasul, that's exeris akasiv, that you chayv on kachim on oisiv es b'nai. That is a din of kachim of oisiv es b'nai is pasul, as a din of b'chus es bad. But as a regular din kaidish, as Tosfos, how do we take care of that? That place it says must be that even if you don't have Eidr the Zirka Zarktav, as long as you ended up making a Zrika, that's considered a Shechita Ruya, since the Shechita was Baksha together with the Zrika, that's considered a Shechita Ruya. And therefore it says Taisus, the Gemara's Kasha by us is only on the Man Omer that he didn't end up making a Zrika. On the Man Omer that Nishpach Adam. If you look at Rashi says that the Kasha is Uporach the Ravin Aliba the Rabbi Yechla. The Gemara's Kasha is like Ravin. And Rav is a man, the Omar, that holds, that's talking about the words are the dam, a regular kosher carbons. You didn't shleil the shmas, so it wasn't all the bain l'mashem chayvo. And so, if you look, in the Rabbeinu Peretz, the war, they didn't learn that the kasha is, that Rashi means to say the kasha is only a ram. Rashi means to say it's also a ram. It's on both. Rasha asks on Rashi, it seems that he understood Rashi kipshuta it's dafkan ram, and he says, look at Taisus, he says the kasha is on the other man, the Omar, not in Rav. But the Rabbeinu Peretz is Mashpid learned that Rashi was even in Ravin the Kasha. And the Peshua explains, it also learns this way like the Rabbeinu Peretz, and he explains that Taisa's whole Hechrich, that Azrika makes it in Shchita Ruya, is only in his Girsa. Taisa had a Girsa in that Gemara that the reason why he punted from Malkus Dal Tzasura Suffolk. If you look in Rashi and Chulun over there, on Chulun Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, Rashi says it's Meichik the Girsa. Rashi says it's not the Pshat in the Gemara, it's not Tzasura Suffolk. Rashi holds your putter over there. Rashi holds the Shechita Shein Ruya. Because Rashi holds that a B'chus man's puzzle. There's no, Rashi doesn't have a Gemara B'chlal that says that the fact that you make a Zrika later on makes it into a Shechita Ruya. And therefore, it says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi could hold that the Kasha both Manda Omra. Sai and the Manda Omar that holds that you were Zayrik at the end. And even if he was Nishpach Adam, the Gemara's Kasha is it. Right now, B'shas Shechita, you weren't yet Zayrik. And that the Gemara answers, Kalayim Elizer Kizarktam. Maybe it's possible to say that Rashi learned the Rashi's dafka, not like the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Pnei Yeshua, but like the Pashas Bashmo Loshan Rashi that says Uporach L'Rovin. Could be that maybe Rashi held this thesis on Amud Aleph. The Masal Shleil Shem Baleim tries to explain why he's bothered by a question on the Gemara. Why did Rovin decide to say a new pshat? What's the machlekes over here? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ovin says Nishpach Adam, and Rovin says a new pshat. Says it's talking about Shleil the Shmo. Why do one say this and one say that? So maybe Rashi held that the reason why Ravin didn't want to say Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ovin's Pshat is because he said the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ovin's Tarot is Nishpach Adam. He holds you don't need a Zrika. The fact that B'shas Shechita was able to have a Zrika, that alone makes it a Shechita Ruya. B'shas Shechita was Roy. It's a Shechita that would be Matar the Basa Bachila if later on you go make a Zrika. You don't need to have a Zrika of a Seif. And in that, Ravin argues, and he says it's not enough. It's not enough that the Shechita potentially could be Matir. It has to be that the Shechita, we could have to look that the Shechita is already a Matir. And we have to have either a Zrika, the Poyal, or like Gemara comes through, that's Oymid Lizrika Zarek Dami. And that's why he has to set Zerai, and he sets it as a new case. He says, Sheikh Kachar Fnim Shalish Shem Bailim. And that asks the Gemara, that very nice, you hold that you need to have a Zrika, you are going to be a Zrika Amin. You need a Zrika. So on a Zrika Amin, I don't have any kashas, says Rav Loza. It's on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ovin, he holds, you don't need a Zrika, I understand this far, he says a Shechita alone is considered a Shechita Ruya. Since it's potentially able, it would have potentially been able to be matter the Basar, had you gone and made the Zrika, you would be able to eat the Basar. But Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yechel came along and he argued, and he says, no, you need to make a Kashriya Akrava, you need to make the Zrika to have that the Shechita should be a Shechita Ruya. And that asks the Gemara that if so, you don't have that B'shas the Shechita, that only happened later. Im came Shechita Matera, Zrika Matera, so B'shas the Shechita was a Shechita Shein Ruya. And that answers the Gemara. No, even B'shas the Shechita already we looked at there was a Zrika of his call. Emer Lizrik is Arakta. Tzarechin. Taisvis and Divrei Maschil Ba'aloi Zrika Materis Taisvis explains that even though every Shechita Chotz, every time you Shecht Kotcha Machotz, Be'etem it's a Shechita Shein Aruya. And Rishim Not Shechita Shein Aruya Loish Mashchita. So how could a person ever be Chayim on Shechita Chotz? So that says Taisvis, that's not a Kasha. Because since Shchutei Chotz, that is the Gufa is. So the Torah Gzeres Kosev is that you can't Shech B'chutz, and if you Shech B'chutz, you're Chayiv. So the fact that it's Usur because of the Shchutei Chotz, because you Shech the Behemah outside, that doesn't make that the Shchita should be in a Ruya. We don't look at that as the Shchita should be in a Ruya, but it's B'hachi Chayiv V'Rachmana. That's what the Torah said, the Chiyiv is. The Tosfos goes on to ask a Kasha, Chayra, if so, why do we need a Pasuk? Gemara in Zvachim brings a Pasuk, that a Reveya, the Nirba, Apostle of Carbon, a Reveya, Nirba, if you Shechta Bachot, you're not Chayiv. As Taisus, of course you're not Chayiv. But it's a Shechita Shein Aruya, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Shechita Shein Aruya, Leishma Shechita, a Reveya, the Nirba, it's a Shechita Shein Aruya. because since there's another reason why it's in Eroi, so that's called the Shechita Shein Eroi. So he brings down, Tosfos brings a Taretz, B'Shem Yehi Sh'Omrim, the Yesha writes on the Taretz, that even though Reb Shimon holds that Shechita Shein Eroi Loishma Shechita, but over here, since, anyhow, in Shechita Chutz it's in Eroi, so therefore Shechita Chutz doesn't have to have a Shechita Eroi, but anyhow, every Shechita Chutz is Shechita Shein Eroi. That asks Tosfos, that can't be, because Chulam Befnim, the halach is you need a Shechita Eroi, if you shak Chulam Befnim, even though any other Chulam Befnim are Aser, but if you shecht chulam b'fnim a treifa, Reb Shimon holds, it doesn't have a din of chulam b'fnim. So it's before that even though chulam b'fnim anyhow is aser, but the shechit does not matter, it's really a shechit shein eruya. But since that was only a shechit shein eruya mitzad, the etzim parsha of chulam b'fnim, if there's another siba why it's a shechit shein eruya, we look at it as a shechit shein eruya, it doesn't have a din shechit b'fnim. So who adin, asked Tosfos, but when you shecht or reveh v'nir b'chutz, this is another reason why it's a shechit shein eruya, it should also have the problem, and you shouldn't need a mit. So the Arsa Meach, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, says that you can answer Tosfos' kasha. He says, Shechuta Chutz, the reason why it's in a roi is because it's hektish. Like we said before from Rashi, in Kedushin Daf and Zayin, that the reason why Shechuta Chutz is aser is because it's hektish. And you weren't makshir, the Shechita wasn't a good Shechita. Nothing to do with the Torah's new chiyuv of Shechuta Chutz. Let's say there would be no parsha of Shechuta Chutz. But if you shech the carbon outside, even if there would be no chiyuv and no parsha that you chayv karis for shech the carbon b'chutz, but a carbon that you're not makar b'fnim, avoid of Shechuta Kabbalah Zrika b'fnim on the Mizbeach, it's usher because it's a hektish. And therefore the reason why the behemoth is usher is a totally side reason. Nothing to do with the parsha of Shechuta Chutz. And afal pikin the Torah is b'chayv you. So we see from that, says the Yesha Yeroitzel Mataritz, that the Torah wasn't makbun on the Shechita Eroi and Shechita Chutz, and therefore even if there would be another reason why it would be in Eroi, it also wouldn't be Chayim. Masha'ekei Chulam Mifnim, by Chulam Mifnim, the Shechita is a regular good Shechita. The reason why it's possible is because the parasha of Chulam Mifnim, the Torah gave a new din that Chulam Mifnim is possible. It's also to do when it's possible. The Torah gave a new parasha of Shechita Chulam Mifnim, and if that Tziba alone can't make it a Shechita Shein Eruya. Of course, we have to look at how it would be without that Tzibo. And therefore, if you have another reason why it's Shechita Shein Eruya, says our Sameach, that would be Shechita Shein Eruya. Mashiachim HaShechita Chutz, without the parsha of Shechita Chutz, it's a Shechita Shein Eruya always. And Afal Pikin the Torah is Machayev you. So you see that the Torah wasn't Machayev us to have a Shechita Eruya on Shechita Chutz. Kiva Eger asks on Tosfos. He says that maybe we need the Pasuk of Reveya Nirba by a Reveya Bein Echot. Which you... Kenira, Reb Kivega understood Tosfos. The Tosfos kasha was by Reveya Benibra with Shnei Eden, where there's an Isra Achilo, it's also a Hedya, it's a Pashta Isra Achilo. And that Tosfos asks, Ulchayra, it's a Shechita Shein Eruya. Mashaikin, Reb Kivega understood if it's a Reveya Beit Echor, it's a Pasla carbon, Reveya Beit Echor is Mutuba Achilo, you could go and Shechtan and eat it. This is not kasha for a carbon, it's a Psul for carbon, it's a Psul Gvoya. That Reb Kivega understood that Tosfos wouldn't have such a kasha Bechlaub. Sachako, what's the problem? Why can you eat a Reveya Benibra that was Shechtan outside? Is because it's an Isser Kachim, and that either way you would have had. You would have had that Isser Kachim, whether it's a Reveya Nirba or not. The reason why it's Asr Bachila wasn't Nitoisav at all by Reveya Nirba. By Chulam, if they met a Trefa, there's another reason why it's Asr Bachila. There's a Trefa, and there's Isser of Chulam, if they met. There's also Isser Trefa over here. There's one Isser. It's Isser because it's Kodesh that wasn't Karav Gedina. If you look at the Kodesh Yurim, in Oysam Achzayin, he says that no, even in the same Isser, you still have to look why it's Asr. Mitzad, what is it aser? Is it aser mitzad that you shechted it outside? But Masha'egin Arvei Benibra, that would be aser even if you would have been makrevit b'fnim. The reason why it's aser is not because it was karev b'chutz. The reason why it's aser is because even if you would have karev b'fnim, it would be aser. And therefore, even though it's one iser, but since the siba why this iser is here has nothing to do with chutz, therefore you could look at it, Tosfos held, you could look at it also like a shechita shein eruya, as a side siba for being a shechita shein eruya, even though this same iser would have been here anyhow. Tosfos, the Vermaskov Alei Ptia Materes, Tosfos a Kasha. Tema, Ma Parach, Dilma Kshaniftes Ayri, Shaya Yochaloftes Acher Shchito. Tosfos asks that Lefi Rashi, that's talking about a Balmo Meikarai, there's no Diramad of Arachas, he can be paid even after Shchito. And therefore asks Tosfos, who told the Gemara to ask a Kasha that you need Ptia? Maybe you were paid it. So Tosfos, the Chayr is going to Shitase. Tosfos, the Vermaskov Alei Zrika, that explains that when you the Maisa Zayuk the Dam, then you don't have the Kasha but he's speaking about teres. The whole kasha is only by nishpach adam. So therefore, as Tosfos said over here, if you paid it at the end, then you wouldn't have the Gemara's kasha. That wouldn't be. That wouldn't look like we wouldn't look at it as a shechita shein aruya. Rashi argues, for fi Rashi, this kasha wouldn't be shver. Rashi learns that the question is even on the tzad. That you were end up being zerik the dam. Rashi says with parach l'ravin. So this kasha l'chayr is tesis l'shitase, not l'fi Rashi. Peshua asks on tesis that l'chayr if you paid it, so it's chazr karen the bailin. Once you paid it, so that means you're giving it back to hektish. You're giving money back to hektish, and therefore it says to Peshua the whole time that you become a chayiv is only with the pidyon. Then it becomes a shechita ruya. Before the pidyon, it's not a shechita ruya. Only when you paid it. It becomes a shechita ruya. And therefore, if b'shas, when you paid it, you're giving back the money to Hektish, you're being paid and you're giving back the money to Hektish. So l'chayra asked the Pnei Yeshua, you shouldn't be able to be m'chayv and dal v'hei on such a maisa, on such a case. Because the shechita mitzad atzv is a shechita shein ruya. It only became a shechita ruya with the pidyon. And b'shas the pidyon, it's already chazer karen l'bailim. And therefore, you can't be chayv dal v'hei. Ayin chdusher meir simcha that's done in this shaila al-chayro, and what the Pnei Yeshua seems to assume that it's only become you only become a chiyuv b'shas opinion. L'chayro is a very big chiddush. Pashtus, you would understand that a shchita is on the shchita. Now whether or not the shchita is a shchita ruya, shchita shein ruya, so then it's going to be the scala afterwards if there's a pidyon. If we end up making a pidyon, so we see that the shchita ended up being matter. So that shchita that you did before was mechayiv you then. So even if it was chazer karen the bailam b'shas the pidyon, l'chayra, the shechita was already mechayiv you before. Just the skala mafreya b'shas the pidyon that the shechita was a shechita ruya. So Rechina, the Kinner, the Pnei Yeshua understood that the chiyuv only happens when it became roy, when the baser taka becomes mutter, then the shechita turns into a shechita ruya. Taisvis, the Ramasal Kalaim Lizar Kezarak Dami, asks a kasha that the Sugya in Chulin, that Rav Oishi over there seems to say that even a Shechita Kshera of Kachim, Yeshech Kachim, since Bishas the Shechita, it wasn't Roy, even if you end up being Zarek the Dam, Rav Oishi holds the Shechita Shein Aruya. So as Taisvis, how does it go with our Sugya? Chayra, our Sugya is a very, very strong Svar, Kalaim Lizar Kezarak Dami. So Taisvis says, for three terutzim, and then he says, brings for a bit of time later on, that's not the Gersa in the Gemara. The Gersa in the Gemara is not talking about a Shechita Kshera, and by the Shechita Kshera, even the fear of Oishia, has a din of a Shechita Ruya. But Taisa says, three terutzim had to learn the Gersa in the Gemara in Chulin. Taisa's first teretz is that Rav Oishia doesn't at all hold of Oimelis Gezarek Dami. Rav Oishia argues, he holds it as a Mishnah in Chulin, that's before that Shim doesn't hold of Oimelis Gepadi Dami. The Gemara over there in Chulin says it's in a Mishnah, you have to erase the Mishnah. But Rav Oishi holds of that Mishnah, that Gersa in the Mishnah, and therefore he doesn't hold of Kaim and lift this Kapadi Dami, and he doesn't hold of Kaim and lift this Kizarak Dami. The second Teretz Taisa says that Rav Oishi has a problem with Kaim and lift this Kizarak Dami. That he holds that since he didn't yet make a Kabbalah, since it's mitzvah, the Kabbalah called Adam, so it only became Roy the Zrika after the Shechita finished already. You have to wait to do the Zrika only after the Kabbalah Saddam, which happens after the Shechita. So therefore, B'shas the Shechita, it's not a Shechita Ruya. And Taisa says the third Teretz, that even though Rabbi Yoshi holds that it is Gezarek B'shas Shechita, but he holds it doesn't make it into a Shechita Ruya. But since Mitzad Atzvei, the Shechita is not Ruya, only Mitzad that has a Din Gezarek Dami, that's not called a Shechita Ruya. So Rabbi Kiveger asks on the first and third Teretz of Tosfos, that's very nice, Svar is why Rabbi Yoshi doesn't hold of our Gemara, but how is he going to learn our Mishnah? The Gemara is not Stam saying the Svar for no reason. The Gemara is coming to explain the Gemara, explain the Mishnah, how Rabbi Shimon could be Mechayiv Dal Vehei on Kachim. How is he going to answer the question? The second teretz of Tosfos that he doesn't hold of a kalim and lizrik kizarik, but he could hold of kalim and lizrik kapadu. He could hold like a shlokish. He could say the mishnah is talking about bali mumin and say kalim and lizrik kapadu dami. But like the first and the third teretz, the chayyot shver. Now in the third teretz, if you look in Tosfos in Chulin, Tosfos is a similar discussion in Chulin on daf peyam and beis. The Ramasa the Kama, Tosfos adds. Tosfos over there says, maybe you look at Kivager, maybe you understood that Tosfos by us doesn't speak out this Nakuda, doesn't hold like that. That's only because the Zrika came because of the Shechita. It was only Oymel Lizrik because of the Shechita. Therefore, you can't say that the Oymel Lizrik of the Zrika should make the Shechita in a Shechita Ruya. Because it only became Oymel Lizrik because of the Shechita. Mashaikin by Oymel Liftes Kepadi Domi, where there was already Oymel Liftes before the Shechita, nothing to do with the Shechita, it was already Oymel Liftes. the behemoth is a Baal Mum who was able to lift this before. And therefore we look at it kepadi domi. And now when you shechted it in a behemoth already, that's kepadi, that doesn't have a, it's not in a roi, it's a behemoth ruya. And therefore, l'chayr l'fi, the way the Taisis and Chulun adds, Taisis third tarets by us, l'chayr he would to be able to learn the Mishnah like Rish Lakish.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.